Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's FM 103.2, available on the web at fm1032.com.au.
Hello, chaps.
It's great to speak to you once again, because, chaps, hang on.
I know, that just...
She's talking about the stuff, the clothes you're wearing, Aaron.
Yeah,
I was
anyway.
Trying to sound cultured and British, you know me.
Which is typical for a person from Brisbane to sound cultured.
Or try to sound cultured.
It is, especially when I've never been to the UK. I've only been to America, and they definitely don't say chaps there.
No, it means something different. It means the clothing, I think. Isn't it
a cowboy trouser?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
I believe so.
That's what I thought.
Speaking of lack of culture, we're doing a bit of a quiz at the moment where I work, all about Brisbane. And seriously, I think I would fail to answer correctly 95% of the questions.
Really?
And the joke is that they're the easiest questions about Brisbane. And every day I look and I have to look up the answer on the cheat sheet because I have no idea what it is.
Well, the Mecca is like the Sydney Royal Easter Show.
The
Mecca. Thank you.
I completely stuffed it up.
I thought you were saying Brisbane was the tourism Mecca of the world.
Oh, no.
No. But you're a Brisbane girl, though, to put it that way, aren't you?
Yes, I know. How appalling is that?
Oh.
But I don't get out much.
All right.
Down to the supermarket or to pick up the kids from school. I don't get to see the sights, I'll tell you that much.
All right, but you still manage to find time to sing and write songs, I guess still, yes?
I haven't done any writing since we recorded the record, which was, when did we start? Around October last year.
Okay.
I'm definitely not in a writing season at the moment, but that's okay. The songs are out there and they seem to be impacting people, which is amazing. It blows me away just how my little stories put to some melodies can really encourage people in difficult times, and that's a real privilege.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, don't look back. We've been playing it for ages now, and we still love it here, but I'm wondering from the horse's mouth, the person who sings the song, are you sick of...
Are you calling me a horse?
perhaps, no.
I've been called nastier things. Go ahead.
Are you sick of singing that song? Are you over it, or are you still...
I honestly haven't done a lot of live performing with it.
Okay.
Because I've been working so much with radio, and so in a way, that's good. I always liken people having to tour their music kind of like asking an artist to paint their picture over and over every day, the same picture.
Yeah.
I don't think creativity is meant to be regurgitated like that over and over. So I'm really blessed in that way that when fantastic radio stations like you guys give us the chance for people to hear the music, because as an artist you want people to hear the music, so if it can be done via some other avenues and then I can perform live occasionally, it's really cool because it keeps the music fresh for me when I'm performing it, but at the same time, a broader... I couldn't go and perform live to the number of people that would hear the song every week on your radio station. So it's a real blessing to me that we have that support. And so when we do get to do it live, like at the Gospel Music Festival and stuff like that, it's still really fresh and it's a lot of fun.
Well, I mean, you've talked us up as a radio station enough, so sure, we'll actually play your brand new song now.
That's why I was calling. I know you said that you called me, but it's not true.
It was really the other way around.
please.
Well, we would love to play everybody in Sydney your brand new song, because John O'Donnell came around to our office the other day and said, you guys have got to speak to Tanya about her brand new single because it is the best off the album. So can you tell us about it?
Braver, basically, when I had a breakdown after I had our first daughter, I felt very cut off from God, I suppose is the best way to describe it. I knew he was still there, but I couldn't hear him or see him, or the Bible wasn't really making any sense to me at that point. I wasn't getting anything out of it, and I was just so lost. You hear different people down through the ages, there's something called the dark night of the soul, and it's where people just can't access God anymore, I guess. And Mother Teresa had an experience like that. Not that I'm likening myself to Mother Teresa, but I was talking to some people over the weekend and they were saying how guilty they felt as Christians that in those dark times they felt like they just didn't have any faith. And I think it's encouraging to think about people like Mother Teresa, who was, you know, in my mind, a spiritual giant because of her love for the poor and what she did with her life. And yet even she felt that there were times where she just could not access God. And you just do it then in faith and you just keep going, believing that he is there and that there is a point to your pain and that you can grow through the experience. And so Braver for me, in retrospect, I look back and I feel like it was what God was saying to me in that really dark time in my life. There's a section where it says, if you can't see me, don't worry, I see you. And if you can't hear me, don't worry, I hear you. And I think that's, if I can have God, even if I can't feel him or see him or touch him at that point, as long as I know that he exists and that he's still there, I can get through anything.
Mm. What a powerful story. I can't wait to hear this song now. Braver Than You Think You Are.
Joining us again, she's stuck around, Tanya Gordon. Wow, thanks for writing such a song to start with.
Thanks to the Lord for dropping it into my head.
Is that really how it happens for you? It just drops in your head, you sit down, oh, the song's just fallen in my inbox. I mean, obviously it comes out of personal hurts and so forth and things that you're dealing with in your life. But, I mean, how do you condense that feeling, that experience, that life experience into three verses and a chorus or whatever it might be?
I honestly don't. I look back now, like even sitting here talking to you now, thinking, how did that song come together? I normally will get one line for a song or something like that, and then like a lyrical line, and then try and build a song around it. But I couldn't say to you, I can remember where I was sitting when I wrote that down. And I honestly, this will sound conceited until I explain it properly, but I sometimes will look at songs that I've written and think, wow, that lyrically, that is so good. I honestly don't believe that I wrote that. I think God gave that to me because I just don't feel that I would be capable of stringing words together in that way, that succinctly, to get that message across like that. Like some of the stuff that I've written at times has come across so poetically and beautiful that I know that I didn't write that. I really believe that somehow God got me on the phone line and just said, look, can you just write this down for me? I'd really love you to pass this message on to someone for me. And honestly, that's what I feel like a lot of the time. And the part of Braver Than You Think You Are that I love the most is the part where it's just the big part at the end where it's going, when the way is dark, you're braver than you think you are. Because I feel like I'm, without again wanting to sound too over the top, I feel like it's almost a call that you're calling out into the spiritual darkness that people can experience and just yelling to them, you know, when the way is dark, you're braver than you think you are. Kind of like the cloud of witnesses yelling to people and egging them on in the race, you know, of life, that I hope people can hear that through their own darkness and realise that they're so much braver than they thought they were. And we can look at our lives and think, why does everything have to be so hard? But unless you push to the edge of where you've been before, you'll never go beyond your limits. And I believe that God has so much more for us. And if he can get us to step outside our comfort zones and go that bit further, the next challenge that comes, we will actually take it on because we'll think, well, I never thought I could do ABC before, and I managed to do that. And I think that's what's happened in my life, that there will be things that will come up ahead that I probably wouldn't have tried to tackle before, but having come through what I have and realising I'm actually capable of more than I thought I was because God is so much more involved now than he was before, and I'm relying on him so much more now than I was before, that, yeah, you can... Belinda Emmett, before she passed away, she said something really amazing, like, a woman doesn't know what she has inside of her until she's forced to find out. And I think generally as people it's that way, that we have no idea how generous and how loving and how brave and how intelligent and creative we can be until circumstances come together and we're forced to find out. And that's when you can either be paralysed with fear or, as I say, base jump off the cliff edge of everything you've ever known and find out what's really inside you and what God can do through your life.
Tanya, when you write songs, and obviously it's very much inspired by God, but how do you get to a point, and I'm also going to ask this question to do with when you get in those dark times of your life, how do you get to a point where you just shut everything else out and be able to hear from God? So that's both when you write songs, but also in those dark times when something is troubling you, it's so hard sometimes to actually clear your mind of that. How do you get peace to be able to go and listen to God?
I think it's coming to a point of surrendering. I just went and did a women's conference on the weekend and had some really interesting conversations with some people. This lady said to me, but how do you come to that place? I think for me, the breakdown was the most awesome thing that could have ever happened to me in my entire life because I had absolutely no strength to do anything in my own strength. And I had for so long been trying to pursue what I thought God wanted me to do, and so doing everything I could so that I could make that happen, so that I wouldn't let God down. And I realised that's not my job. My job is just to be obedient to what's in front of me, and it's up to God to open the doors that I need to walk through. And the breakdown really took the striving out of my life, I guess, a lot. And I was talking to one lady the other day, and I said to her, when we think we can't hear God, I believe God is speaking to us all the time. I think what happens is he can change the way that he talks to us. So there'll be times where you read the Bible and it leaps out at you. It just makes so much sense. And then there's other times where it just doesn't really speak to you at all, but he will then use music to talk to you, or I believe he is talking. And like you said, with everything else going on around us, I think it's just sometimes a case of all we can hear is our fear, or all we can hear is the noise of life. And God is speaking. I don't think he ever stops speaking to us, but it's a case of us becoming quiet and still enough that he can talk. And there's no better way for a person to become quiet and still than to be bedridden with an illness. And I think that's what happened to me, that my life was in fast forward for so long, and it was only when I absolutely fell in a heap and had nothing left to give that God really got my attention. And that's when you stop and you can hear what he's saying. And I think, too, you need other people around you to get... Sometimes you're so caught up in what's happening and you can blow things way out of proportion, or your thinking just becomes so cluttered, that I think it's so important to have some people who are stable and sound, and particularly if your faith is important to you, to have some really wise Christians in your life who can sit down with you and bring perspective to your situation.
Tanya, thank you so much for opening up as much as you have with us this morning, and thank you for the songs you write.
Thank you guys for helping us to allow people to hear them. I think that's why I write them, and I really appreciate your support.
We hope you enjoyed this FM 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit fm1032.com.au.